It was my first time to visit rural Zambia. As our crowded SUV entered the dusty city limits of the fishing village Mwandi, we were greeted by a large black and white sign reading, "Welcome to Mwandi. We are concerned about AIDS." Below were listed the ABCs: abstain, be faithful, condomize, and in red letters, D, or you will die. It was quite a sobering welcome banner, but it was descriptive of the ideologies about how to fight AIDS which I discovered during my stay in Mwandi. The incidence of AIDS in Zambia is staggering. According to the 2006 Global Report on the AIDS Epidemic, nearly 20% of the Zambian population has AIDS. It is a disease strongly associated with dire poverty, affecting more women than men across sub-Saharan Africa. Nearly half the population of Zambia is less than 15 years old, and there are an estimated 710,000 AIDS orphans, evidence of the crippling effects AIDS can have on a poor nation. In Zambia, like most sub-Saharan Africa, HIV is largely transmitted through unprotected heterosexual sex. Most non-sexually transmitted HIV results from mother-to-child transmission during childbirth or breastfeeding. Prevention of HIV is the single most effective weapon in the fight against AIDS. UNAIDS projects that treatment combined with prevention will avert 29 million new HIV infections worldwide by 2020, as opposed to only 9 million with treatment alone. The UNAIDS protocol for HIV prevention calls for a combination of abstinence, monogamy, reduction in the number of sexual partners, and correct and consistent condom use. The male condom is still a vital prevention strategy, as it reduces the risk of HIV sexual transmission by 80 to 90%. However, promotion of the condom as an AIDS prevention strategy has encountered resistance from some governments and religious groups. Traditionally, Christian fundamentalist groups focus on the absence and fidelity aspects of AIDS prevention, but refuse to incorporate condoms. For example, in 2001, the Christian Council of Zambia was successful in removing condom advertisements from the radio, claiming they encouraged promiscuity. President Chilumba, who declared Zambia a Christian nation in 1991, and who said condoms were a sign of lax morals, supported the clergy in removing the condom ads, as did the Minister of Education. Also, the Catholic Church widely rejects the use of contraception. In fact, at a 2005 meeting with African bishops, the Pope warned that contraception was one of a host of trends contributing to a, quote, breakdown in sexual morality, end quote, and that church teachings should not be ignored. The condom controversy surfaces in areas where religious non-governmental organizations must create health policy due to lack of government involvement. Because most African countries do not have sufficient public health infrastructure, many nations rely on NGOs for health services, especially in rural areas. When religiously funded organizations are charged with overseeing health policy, they may encounter a moral conflict. On one hand, they must comply with recommendations from the World Health Organization and UNAIDS to incorporate condoms in HIV prevention in order to save lives. On the other hand, they must appease the church by omitting condoms from HIV prevention strategies, which statistics indicate will lead to more deaths from AIDS. The condom controversy raises important questions as to the role of NGO involvement in health policy when NGOs are limited by their supporters on the religious right. Are they doing more harm than good in fighting the AIDS pandemic? Fortunately, condom distribution is now possible for some church-sponsored health clinics, which previously did not distribute condoms. For example, a July 2005 issue of Christian Century offers encouraging news about the condom controversy in Zambia. It claims that the Zambian Council of Churches, quote, would promote the use of condoms only to prevent the future spread of disease, end quote. The General Secretary and other bishops admitted, quote, if we don't encourage this, we will be blamed for not saving lives, end quote. Hopefully, such tolerant attitudes will become prevalent among faith-based NGOs in the near future. If not, the consequences for the rural Zambian public could be devastating. Whereas there are many compounding factors in solving the AIDS problem, adhering to the simple ABCs of AIDS prevention is certainly a good place to start. Thanks for listening. I'm Wes Pfizer.